proceeds to SIP Center for the Arts of Hudson, First Peter Jeff. Not sure who KR is.
I'm not either.
So let's begin with the word sample, then perhaps we'll figure out KR as we go.
No idea. Work samples are on right now. All right. We're good to go, Jess.
Okay, the Fitz Center for the Arts in Hudson, Wisconsin. The funding to continue. This will be the second year of the project. It's a bench project on the St. Clair River. This bench is a unique form of art using different materials available in the surrounding area. And it uses the cooperation of youth and families in the creation of the benches. I really like this one. The materials that are locally sourced and available are natural to the surrounding area. I find that to be a really interesting way of incorporating the nature of this project with the art of this project. They're very well organized with their financial and the way that they have this project set up. There's a high level of participation during the process of creating these benches, and then how they are going to use the benches after they have been created, I really like. They have a multi-tiered evaluation, its progression, and how well it's going. I guess one of my concerns are the information provided for the artist and student relationship in the process that could be expanded a little bit more. How exactly are working with these students? I think that would have been nice addition to the application.
So I think that my finger slipped between the J, the K, and the L, and it really was supposed to be Lynn Ritchie, who is preparing to speak now. Thank you, Lynn.
I'm already. No, I agree with Jess. Using the native products to do it, and that each bench is so very varied and different, and I think that adds a great deal to the whole program. I also like that it uses a lot of people for each bench. I think people feel vested in the community then. And also about learning about the St. Croix and the importance of the whole area. That and when children are involved in doing that, they grow up to really care about it. I thought the evaluation was well planned. I liked this one a lot.
I'm with you. At first I was staggered because it was so comprehensive. My gosh, with the kids. The fact that it's a kind of a two-year arc with kids who are in the third grade now and are going to be fourth graders next year, and they're using the best from both of those years. But the fact that the kids are going to be studying, exploring nature, it's like a biology, it's civics, it's art, it's everything. It's even them biking and kayaking to sort of investigate their region. And so it's really looking, it seems to me, very deeply into what it is that makes up the St. Croix Trail area. And putting it all together, they're taking a field trip to a sculpture park and making their own little sculptures along the way. It's just really exciting. And I was thinking, my gosh, the coordination necessary is going to be huge. But then on the other hand, the same person has been coordinating the previous 9 projects, so I'm not worried.
Right.
And the fact that partners like the schools and all of the teachers, the rangers, the town people, the Trail Coalition, the Park Service, Community Foundation are all involved, it's just, to me, it's an exemplary example of just coordinated, comprehensive effort to look at a place.
And well explained to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree about the operations and the engagement. And actually, just as a detail, I thought their base survey was actually really meaningful. I have a lot of concerns about what's actually the output is in terms of art. I think the aesthetics are, for me, there's a kind of awkwardness and naivety, especially when these are permanent public works. I'm really interested more in, again, how they can use local artists' talent to open up responses to the natural context, again, looking at some of the political and cultural layers that are at play, like when they talked about the River Bridge, and there's just some of what that brought up in terms of neighbor dispute with neighbors, and you're just acknowledging it's against the National Park Service as a major government body, like how do you create an interface to that through the artwork can do that. So I actually have a lot of concern about this project because, well, I think it's very functional, you know, and will definitely be realizable. I'm concerned about the art definition overall and what that reinforces in terms of how children's perspectives really get integrated into a physical result in the end. But, you know, they have 9 projects done, so it's not... And so I say that with caution that you can't unravel that. But there's always room to expand, I guess, explore.